Not every Olympic story is happening in Tokyo this week. Take, for instance, two runners from Tacoma. He's a 26-year-old former Oregon Ducks standout, now a professional quarter miler. She's a 67-year-old baby boomer who began sprinting barely a decade ago. Together, they overcame various personal disappointments and sorrows to make a winning combination. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has this double profile.
For the past 5 years, pro runner Marcus Chambers had a picture in his head of where he wanted to be this week, at the start line of the men's 400-meter dash at the Tokyo Olympics. That dream crashed and burned at the U.S. Olympic trials.
I tried my best. I pushed my body as hard as I could, and sadly my body kind of broke down a little bit towards the end, and it just wasn't my year, just wasn't my time.
Instead, while Team USA and the rest of the world's best were rubbing the sleep out of their eyes after the Tokyo Olympics opening ceremony, Chambers was 5,000 miles closer to home. He was at the Washington State Senior Games near Olympia.
Ladies, on your mark!
Chambers was trackside, coaching someone else onto the winner's podium.
The two gold medals. Do you want to hear him clang, clang? Yes.
Madonna Hannah won the 50-meter dash in the age 65 to 69 category. Then she came back an hour later to win the women's 100 meters. Now, Coach Chambers and Hannah are targeting the podium at the National Senior Olympics next year. It's for athletes 50-plus. In other words, people who've been through life's highs and lows.
With my severely ruptured Achilles, you know, the surgeon said, because of your age, you're not running anymore. You will not have any explosive speed. Well, guess what?
Chambers is Hannah's second coach. The first was her husband, who died of cancer in 2018.
My husband had passed away and still wanted me to run.
Go!
At first, it was literally just me, coach. And me being her coach, we meet once a week. You know, I tell her what to do. She knocks it out. We both go our separate ways.
Keep going. Reaccelerate. Pump the arms. All the way through.
Then, 1 week at practice in Tacoma, Chambers mentioned he was interested in motivational speaking.
How'd that one feel?
Another time, he mused about building his own brand. Hannah had an opening to live her mantra of lending a hand, taking a hand, and sometimes being carried by the love of strangers.
What did you expect, Marcus, when I said, I got a marketing background, fashion, manufacturing, promotion, the whole thing. What were you expecting?
I expected her to come that next practice with a piece of paper, whether it was written or typed, with just some ideas and some things to think about. But when I tell you, she came with this little thick booklet of papers, and I'm like, oh, wow, every single paper was filled with information of what the future could hold, what the plan could be.
They're still working through the life plan for the younger half in this intergenerational partnership. He's cagey about whether there's a fashion line coming or a restaurant, a speaker's bureau, or what. In the meantime, Chambers says he can't bring himself to watch much of the Tokyo Olympics live on TV because he thinks about what could have been.
Honestly, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
But he does have a new goal, to make it to next year's World Track and Field Championships.
This hiccup of this year not going the way as planned is not putting me in a position to be like, I'm done. Like, I'm nowhere close to being done. I have a lot more left.
The dream doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. You know, if it's a mountain, you find a way to get through it.
The 2022 Outdoor World Champs, which are the next biggest thing to the Summer Olympics in track and field, will be held at Chambers' alma mater, the University of Oregon's Hayward Field. I'm Tom Bonsi in Tacoma.